Confronted with the crazy abundance of oysters in coastal Louisiana, we have come up with countless ways to prepare them. But then there is the simple pleasure of the raw oyster itself. It's an elemental thrill, potentially magnetic in its draw, with an appeal that goes way beyond making a meal. It's there, waiting for oyster lovers, wherever oysters are opened and eaten. But sometimes this unique allure of the oyster shines brightest when the setting is the most rustic and the accoutrements the most minimal. And sometimes when it all comes together as something as a surprise. Consider, for instance, the experience of Woody Ruiz. If you frequent the neighborhood festivals and art markets that dot the New Orleans calendar, you're probably familiar with this guy from his roving food stand, Woody's Fish Tacos. But prior to that gig, Woody was an oyster shucker, working mainly at private events. And it was here that he learned the captivating effect a simple oyster shucking station can have on people of a certain mindset, no matter what other entertainment or indulgences might be competing for attention in the room. Some people just cannot leave that oyster bar alone. They want to talk about the oyster, toast the oyster, show other people the oyster. They gorge, depart, then sneak back for more. They say this next oyster is the last for the night, but they lie. It can start to resemble a form of oyster worship and addiction rolled into one. Today, Woody is still known to load up his vintage Mercedes sedan with sacks of oysters and park the car somewhere strategic, near the fairgrounds race course on Thanksgiving, say, or in the Marigny on Fat Tuesday. Then he'll proceed to shuck those oysters directly from the car trunk, for friends and for strangers passing by, who are often gobsmacked to find the easy elegance of the oyster offered so simply out of hand and in the rough. All of this was the inspiration for a new type of oyster festival coming together this Sunday, January 19th, outside the Ferret Street Public House, a bar and music hall in New Orleans. It's called the Ferret Oyster Jam, and Sunday's inaugural edition is planned as a combination block party with football showing on big screens, a rock concert with local bands performing, and, most of all, an exercise in oyster overload. Other food vendors from the festival circuit will be on hand for this Ferret Oyster Jam, selling a variety of cooked oyster dishes, the grilled, the fried, the stewed, the poached. The focal point, however, will be a tag team raw bar, staffed by a coterie of local shuckers recruited for the party. It's fair to ask at this point if New Orleans really needs another food festival. After all, some of the biggest names in the seafood industry already host an annual oyster festival downtown each spring. But, to one way of thinking, the oyster is less a food source than it is an experience. And this town always hungers for experiences. When we find oysters in the spotlight and in their raw and ready state, that's all the justification we need to get slurping again. Learn more at wwno.org.